Chof Dalev Shvat, Wednesday the 30th of January, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zaken, topical theme.
Will be an Evan Ivry and some unusual circumstances. Okay, it's good to be back, it's been a while. But it's hard to say no to Dudi so many times. Baruch Hashem. I want to share a piece that it's based on the Org d'Aliyahu, fascinating piece about Parshas Mishpatim. And the first question that he addresses is as follows. Why is it that Parshas Mishpatim starts off with the Eved Ivri? Why is Eved Ivri the Mishpat that we're going to start with? And if you look at the Gemara in Kiddushin, we find some very unusual things about the din of Eved Ivri. Gemara Kiddushin in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses the contrast between Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya. And the Gemara says, Ve'ena nimkeres ve'nishnes. There's a quote from the Mishnah that when it comes to a Amma Ivriya, an Amma Ivriya will never be nimkeres, sold, and then sold again a second time over. She will only be sold once altogether. Masha'in came, and Eved Ivri can be, under certain circumstances, be sold twice. And the Gemara says as follows. Michlal de Eved Ivri nimkar v'nishne. You see from here that Eved Ivri would be sold once and twice again. V'hatanya, we have a problem because the source of this din is v'nimkar b'gnevasoi. We have a drasha b'gnevasoi v'lo b'kfeiloi b'gnevasoi v'lo b'zmamo. That when an Eved Ivri is sold, so let's just backtrack actually. There's two cases of Eved Ivri. There's two circumstances under which a person can become an Eved Ivri. Number one, a person sells themselves as an Eved. And number two, a person steals. As a result of stealing, it has to be stealing of the form of Gneva, not Gzela. But a Ganav, he's also, under certain circumstances, as we'll see, Nimkar b'Gneva, so he'll be sold on account of his Gneva, of that which he took away. That which he stole at night, in hiding. Now, what happens if a person accuses someone else of having stolen, be'edim, and then is found, and then is edim zoymemim, and now he has to pay on account of the fact that he accused someone for having stolen when it was not true? There, in that case, he's not going to be sold. The Gemara Makos says clearly in the beginning that he's not going to be sold on account of that which he owes for accusing somebody of having stolen. It's only if you yourself stole. Only the person who stole himself. That's b'gnevasa v'lo b'zmamoy. Not only that, but we said b'gnevasa v'lo b'kfeiloy. So what happens if you have enough to pay back the actual amount, the value of that which you have stolen? But you're a ganav, so you have to pay kefel, or dalet v'he, you have to pay an extra tax. It's almost it's a knas. It's a fine. A ganav has to pay extra, either the kefil, or if it's an animal that he took, then the arba v'chamisha. What about if he doesn't have enough money to pay that? So that the Gemara says, no, it's also not going to be sold as an Eved Ivri. Now, by the way, so what happens if you're not sold as an Eved Ivri? So what happens with that amount that you owe that you don't have what to pay? So what happens? Bankruptcy? You declare bankruptcy? No, you owe it. The Rambam says, "Keshe yashir, when you become wealthy, then you'll pay it up. That money owed is on your back. It's on your shoulders. You carry that burden along. It's just that you're not going to be sold on account of that to pay up for that amount." Continues the Gemara. B'gnevasoi, kema shenimkar pa'amachas, shuv i'ata rasha ilemochra. So the Gemara says here that you can't sell a person again. It's only b'gnevasoi, but not twice over. So how can you say that it's different than an Amma Ivriya? Well, an Amma Ivriya, we said that she's not sold twice, but an Eved is. Amarava lo kashias. Rava says, no, there's no kashia. Why? Can't be gneva. Achas can't be shtei gnevas. Depends, we're talking about two gnevas or one gneva. You don't know about having stolen once or having stolen twice. So you're not going to be sold as an Eved Ivri for having stolen twice, but you're going to be sold as an Eved Ivri for having stolen once. We'll see what the conditions are. Abaye comes along and turns around to Rava and says, Bignevaso tuva mashma. Gnevaso implies or includes many gnevas. So why are you saying this? Elamar Abaye lo kashe kam be'adam echad, kam b'shnei b'nei adam. Talking about whether it's one people, from one person or from two people. And now we have a braisa. Braisa says like this, Gnevo elef v'shave chamesh me'ot. So you have to assess. There's another thing that's not so clear when you read the Parsha, but it's very important to understand. An Eved Ivri can only be sold for 6 years. There is no such thing as selling an Eved Ivri for 1 year. Shmita doesn't
Yovel. 48th year. Sell in the 48th year.
Huh?
If you sell in the 48th year.
You sell in the 48th year. One second. The din of Yovel. I thought it was Eved Knani, no?
No.
No, it's Oh, it's Nirza. It's only by Nirza. Ah, okay. There you have an answer. That's only by Eved Nirza. Okay, so this is not yet Nirza, therefore it does not get cancelled by the Yovel. Thank you. Good question. But you only sell an Eved, a person as an Eved Ivri for having stolen, if the amount that the person's work is worth. The person as an Eved is sold based on how much is his productivity minus his expenses between now and 6 years' time. That's the cheshbon you make. Once you make that cheshbon, then you look at how much this person owes. If the person owes less than that, he will not be sold as an Eved Ivri. That's it. So you have to steal a significant amount of money to be sold as an Eved Ivri. We're not talking about a small crime. It's not petty crime. We're talking about thousands and thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of pounds, that will be a cumulative service of a person for 6 years.
Is there a share given? Is there an amount given?
Depends how much a person's worth. It depends what his, if he's an accountant, and if he's a good accountant, it'll be different than if he's a shopkeeper or whatever.
After he sold all his assets.
No. Oh, wait, yeah. Interesting. Didn't think of this. What happens if he has some assets? He has some assets, so he can pay part of it. I would assume, I'm not sure, but I would assume that you first sell the assets, and then after you sell the assets, then you figure out how much a person has. I don't know what, if you had to sell land, etc. I don't know how much the basin will force him to sell. I don't know. Good question. So now, but the Gemara continues. So, Gnevo Elef Veshave Chameshmeot. So, if he's worth 500, let's say 500,000, his servitude for 6 years is worth, and he stole 1,000,000. Says the Gemara, Nimkar Vechoizer Venimkar. In this case, he will be sold once, and then he'll be sold again, so that he can pay the full 1,000,000 that he owes. Gnevo Chameshmeot Veshave Elef. Eino nimkar klal. This is what we said before. If his worth would be 100,000 for the 6 years, and he stole 50,000, he doesn't get sold for half the time for 3 years, and then you keep, and then he gets freed. He does not get sold altogether. This is the Tanakama's opinion. Kamlo on the Gemara brings Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Oimer im haya gnevo keneged mimkaroi." Nimkar, ve'imla ve'ino nimkar. It has to be that the exact value of the servitude of this person is what he owes. Exactly. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the likelihood of this happening is so small It's far-fetched. So we start Mishpatim, the Ela Mishpatim Shitasim Lifnehim, with a case which is so highly unlikely. What's going on here? So there's a Medrash. Fascinating Medrash Rabbah. See if I have it here. I had time to find it. Medrash Rabbah is in Mishpatim, Parsha Lamed, Tois Tes Vav. Medrash says like this. Sorry. I think this is missing. Can't find it here. Sorry. The Medrash says like this. Keshem she'izir HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala dibros kachizir ala din. And then he says, Ki tikne eved ivri amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu keshem she'barati et ha'olam leshish. Leshisha yomim venachti b'shvi. Just like I created the world in 6 days and I rested on the seventh. Kach yase imcha shesh shonim v'yetze ben choyri. Creates a connection between Eved Ivri and Shabbos. And just so you, and you should remember, the prelude to this is, atamoytze mishpatim har b'yesh b'inyan azelef. There are a lot of remazim and inyanim in the mishpatim themselves. One of them is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the Aseres HaDibros with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. He's going to start Bela Mishpatim with Eved Ivri. What's the connection? Just like when it comes to the Eved Ivri, a person should realize that he's working for six years, and the seventh he rests. So too, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, when you keep Shabbos, you have to remember that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that I created the world, that's the purpose of keeping Shabbos, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and I rested on the seventh. So these are connected with each other. Continues the Medrash. Ve'ein Yisrael nichnatsin lamida hazo, elayim ken pashru b'mitzvos. Yisrael are not going to be put in this situation. Which situation? He says, we just learned, if he has whatever he brings along with him as an Eved Ivri, he takes back. And if he comes with a wife, he goes out with a wife. But if not, if he doesn't come with a wife, if he doesn't come with a wife, the master can give him a shifcha knanis. He will live with her, have relations with her, and will have children, which are not going to be considered his zara. He's not going to be the nanisiach esachar. They're not going to be his children. This is a tremendous degradation for a person, says the Medrash. You take a Yisrael, you put him in a position that you make him sleep with a shifcha, and then to procreate and to have children who are not Israeli.
So a kohen cannot be able to do that.
A kohen you wouldn't, yes. A kohen you wouldn't give him isha, yes.
He can't come Eved Ivri.
I don't know if he will become an Eved Ivri. Just won't work. Won't take that into consideration as part of his work. But the Medrash here is highlighting the following. Says the Medrash, how can we conceive that a person, a Yisrael, is taken so low? Says the Medrash, and Yisrael nichnasim lamida hazo ela im ken pashu b'mitzvos. It's only if they have committed many, many averos before. Pashu b'mitzvos, and b'pshia, negligently. Only then a person can be put in a matzav, in a situation where he would steal, and he'll get caught, and he won't have with what to pay, and the exact amount that he steals is the exact amount of his worth for 6 years. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to this Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to orchestrate that if a person has gone so low and has transgressed so many averos, that he's going to take that person and put him in a matzav that he's going to be tempted to steal, and he's going to steal exactly the amount that's going to be the amount that he has to work for 6 years, that he's worth for 6 years. This is what the Medrash is saying. Because a degradation like that for a Jew can only happen after a tremendous amount of aveiros that he has piled upon himself. Israel are as dear to Kadosh Baruch Hu as the pupil of his eye, as it says, "Ki anogea b'chem nogea b'vav aseinu," one who touches you. So how could Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrate this? It must be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this. It's fascinating. That's how this happens, according to Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, it would sound from the Gemara that we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, because the Gemara said. At the end, Amarava behaza chanhu Rabbi Eliezer l'rabbana. In this, Rabbi Eliezer was zoiche, makes more sense than rabbana. The mai shna gneivoy chamesh meod v'shave elef de nimkar kulo yamarachmana velo chetzio. Achana menimkar b'gnevaso amarachmana velo nimkar b'chetzi gnevaso. He says the drasha should work for both b'gnevaso and not with twice, and b'gnevasoi, and not chatzi gnevasoi, and not for half of what he stole. However, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. Says the Rambam like this. A few other halachas that are very interesting. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevaso, aval lo ha'isha. V'davar zeh mipi ha'kabbalah, we learn mipi ha'kabbalah, v'en ha'ganav nimkar ela b'keren, aval b'kefel lo tashum erba v'chamisha eino nimkar. It doesn't get sold for kefel, for the double, for the fine of double, and not for the four and five, only for the actual keren, for the principle of what he stole. El ha'reze alav choyv ad she'yashir. This is what he says, that all the other payments that he has to make will be a liability upon him until he becomes rich and he can pay it off. Ganav et hagoy o et hahekdesh eino nimkar ala keren. If he stole from a non-Jew, or he stole from hekdesh, it's only if he stole from a fellow, then he gets to be sold as an eved. And here it says, it brings the היה קרן הגניבה מאה ואין הגנב שווה אלא חמישים, הרי זה נמכר ושאר הקרן עם הכפל עליו חויב עד שיצא בשביס וישיר וישלם. וישלם, sorry. If the gunav himself is only worth 50 and he stole 100, his nimkar, and then היה קרן הגניבה 100, ואין הגנב שווה אלא 50, right? הרי זה נמכר ושאר הקרן עם הכפל עליו חויב. So he paskins on the one hand that he gets sold once. He says if the amount that he stole was 100 and he's worth, his sale of 6 years is worth 50, he says he gets sold once, not twice like the Gemara said, he gets sold once. And the 50 that is left to pay remains a liability, which he then has to pay together with the kefil or whatever else that he is owed.
Did I hear you well? Did you say beyashir beyishalim?
Kesha yashir, when he becomes aware.
He doesn't say that he should borrow.
No. If you borrow, then you borrow from one, you still owe to the other. Yeah. Well, you owe to this one, to the other one. Minus kabina.
I actually say that it's a real low life that left. The first time around, no one...
Also, who's going to lend the money?
The first time around.
That's how it works in Israel, no?
Chesed. Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we have every Ivri today?
What?
Why don't we have Besdin the Misa?
Why don't we have every Ivri today?
Yes.
I'm asking.
It's illegal.
No,
can you have a matzah? Who's going to sell it? Yeah, Beis Din has to decide who is going to buy the person and evaluate.
Who's the best
Din? Huh?
They're not the best Din.
I don't think they can decide these type of mamonos. If you don't have smicha, I don't think you can do these type of assessments.
Don is in knosis,
yeah, but is this knas?
Kefal and double
A. Kefal and double A, yes, but not the gneva.
Not the gneva.
The gneva itself is the gneva itself. You don't need a. is not a knas. The gneva itself is a mammon. Mammon, we do judge today. But I think this goes beyond the selling of the eved, the choice of who's going to be. Yeah.
There are two types of eved. One is where the best thing sell him, and one is where he sells himself.
Yeah, we said that at the beginning.
One with the best thing sells him, he can be made to have children. Right?
He can what?
He can be made to get to take a shifra canalis and have children. But
yeah, that's what he said.
Himself can't. Yeah.
But there's no yoyvel.
Yes.
Today. You can't release
in
it.
In which case, you couldn't do it.
Again, we said yoyvel is only for nirza.
The whole system, you can't have part going. Have you
asked
me?
Huh? We're working it out. I don't think a Beis Din would have the authority to choose who would pay, who would be appropriate master to have him, etc. So I don't think so. I don't know. I don't have a definite
answer.
Huh?
What are we discussing?
What do you mean?
What are we discussing with this reply?
Why are we discussing a subject that doesn't apply?
Why?
Toi Rahiv, you have to learn it. I mean,
is there any reason why the second kind can't exist?
Why do we learn korbanos?
Why can't a man sell himself as an eved if he wants?
You can do that. You can do.
What's the answer?
You can make whatever agreement you want with another person.
We're slave to our bank.
Soon we'll have Beis Hamikdash.
It's basically a contract of employment. You can draft a contract. The chavod.
It would work.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's b'chlal more of a moralist.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, is what?
It's more of a moralist.
In any case, it's a moral lesson. Rabbi said, the reason why this person is going to be sold for 6 years and no less is because this sale of the Eved Ivri is to reform the Eved Ivri. It's to bring him back to a state where he's going to be doing mitzvot as he understands how to live, and he doesn't have to go ahead and steal from others.
And to reform us, to learn, like, to
yeah.
Clear from
now, there's a fascinating. What time is it? I don't have it.
Ten minutes.
So there's a very interesting medrash in Parshas Vayigash when Yehuda approaches Yosef. Yehuda is pleading that he should free Yosef. And he says to
Binyamin,
thank you. Yehuda is pleading that Yosef should free Binyamin. And he tells them, listen, Benimusias Shelan, in our halacha, if you steal, it's true, you become an eved. But that's only if you don't have with what to pay. If you have with what to pay, you're not sold into an eved ivri. You pay, you go free. So why don't you accept that we should pay you and set him free? Maximum, take me as an eved. So there's a sefer called Yalkut Yehuda.
Why should he take him instead of Binyamin?
You'll see. There's a sefer called Yalkut Yehuda. It was written by a rav who lived in Denver. Rav Yehuda Leb Ginsburg. So it's a very, very, very gishmak sefer. Has three halakim. It's similar style to the Torah Tmima. He brings a lot of midrashim and a lot of chazal, mamari chazal, and then he comments on them on the bottom. So he comments on this medrash. And he says as follows. He says, why should the viceroy of Egypt care whatsoever what the Torah says about Eved Ivri? When you get back to Eretz Yisrael and you run your own bateidin, then use that logic. Well, what are you trying to tell me? We have different laws here. Let me finish. Says Rav Ginsburg that he was trying to tell him that this makes sense. This is a logical argument. What's the logical argument? He says as follows. If you steal and you have with what to pay, then you're not stealing out of absolute necessity. You're stealing because this is your lifestyle. You've turned this into a lifestyle. And therefore, reforming a person who's turned this into a lifestyle is very difficult. Selling a person into slavery because he doesn't have what to eat and he had to steal, and he had to steal a lot of money, is because this person was desperate and he got to the bottom, he hit rock bottom. According to this medrash that we learned today, it's even better. The only case of Avedivri is going to be when a person did so many Averas that he deserved to be sold, and everything matched exactly, especially according to Rabbi Eliezer. The likelihood is so crazy. So it's this person has gone so low in his Avodas Hashem, in his Shmiras HaMitzvot, in his civility, that such a person needs to be reformed. And therefore such a person needs to be put into a case of Avedivri. So Paro and Yosef, Yehuda was telling Yosef as follows. If he has money, it's a lifestyle. Do you want a thief, a person whose lifestyle is to steal, to live in your house and to be your servant? Is that the type of servant you want? Mele, if you have a person who steals because he needs, and he hasn't been brought up with enough principles to make a living, he said he doesn't know how to get around the world in a proper way, then such a person, you can bring him into your house, you can give him, you can educate him, you can form him, you can give him whatever he needs to get on his feet. But a person who steals out of a lifestyle, even if he has money, that person has. So therefore, why you want to take him as an eved? Take me! I'm a righteous person. I'll be an eved. You want the money? You want somehow to learn the lesson? Take me, but certainly don't take him. So you see, this is the idea of sending a person into Abdus of Avedivri is in order to reform the person. The one last point I want to make is as follows. That why the Gedalia Shor asks, why should particularly the Oynish of Avdus should be the Oynish for stealing? And not only for stealing, for all the, as we said, all the rest of the Averus that a person had to do in order to be put in this particular situation. Says Gedaliahu, that the essence of stealing, and we see this from the Gemara, when the Gemara compares Ganav and the Gazan, the essence of stealing is that he disregards the Einav Shalmala. He dismisses, or he forgets, he is unaware, he turns a blind eye on the fact that there's an eye in the Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching what you're doing. As the Gemara says, that when it comes to a gazlan, he doesn't have to pay kefil of dalet behei. Why? Because he's just as afraid of people as he is of Hashem. Mashenk and the ganav, he's afraid of people, but not afraid of Hashem. So he's disregard, he dismisses the fact that Hashem is watching and that Hashem is observing. So, a person whose lifestyle has gone to the point that he's committed so many averus, which then has to be sold as an eved ivri, is a person who got to the point that he dismissed the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. And therefore, he should be sold as an eved, because... The connection. Yes. Shein ish kazeh shechipes emtzayim achirim lefar, a person who had to look for other means to provide for his parnasa, and he didn't. Basically, the person came to steal because he dismissed the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has to remember by taking another adon. You missed out. You, so to speak, forgot the adon. Your Adon, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you another Adon who's going to be on top of you, who's going to direct all your affairs. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.